previously on Adventure. You walked up a path and were met with the sight of 5 Dragonborn, and one of the ones on the cot was Thrace. Thrace and her father were unconscious, suffering from the effects of being in a dark realm. You made it back to the surface world with the help of some potions and a curious suppository. You are bobbing along in a lake on the shore in front of what appears to be a small village consisting of wooden huts. To the north of that village is a horde of wights. They're approximately a quarter of a mile away and marching at walking speed in a direction that makes it inevitable they will soon see the village.
So there's no danger of these wights seeing us. We're seeing them march toward this village,
exactly.
Which supposedly has maybe innocent people in it.
Exactly.
And they're not looking to do good things.
No, okay. Exactly. They're clearly marching towards this village. You don't know if they have or have not seen the village yet, but in quarter of a mile walking speed, mm-hmm. they're going to see this village. And right. you're, 10 feet from shore seeing this happen.
All right, we're swimming. That's right. We're swimming.
Yes.
Bobbing on the top.
Let's ring some bells.
And there's also a sign on the shore.
What does the sign say?
To you guys, it doesn't say much. However, Balak might want to take a closer look.
Oh, is that druidic?
It is druidic.
Watch your mouth.
Is that a bad word for you guys?
I'm just assuming it doesn't sound very good.
No, it's just my language. My parents taught it to me.
Well, it says to Balak, it says, all those who respect the mother are welcome.
All those who respect the mother are welcome. That's what it says, guys.
Okay.
All right, what if I'm not very good at doing that?
Then I think you just turn around and go the other way, sir.
Yeah, you definitely don't respect anyone generally, Henry.
Yeah.
So, let Balak... point here.
Also, I just want to point out so that you all have this in your head, this whole conversation you're having, you're bobbing around in the waves soaking wet right
now.
Yeah.
So are we like trying to keep ourselves afloat or are
yes,
we feet on the ground?
No, you're floating.
Okay,
you're
floating.
Just bobbing
okay,
around.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good to know.
What do you think it means? What do you think it means, guys?
You should only date someone who really likes their own mother.
All right, I might have an idea too.
Okay.
And then just some bubbles come up from the water.
Oh, are there animals in the water?
Yeah, you should definitely go under the water right now and go see.
Balak will dive down.
Redfield.
Fellas, I can sort of like ray of frost this and make it like slushy and we might be able to get to the shore. What do you think?
What if it makes us part of the water and we never get out?
Trust me.
I don't know about that. I do...
There's nothing weird about this water, by the way. It's swimmable.
No, but I think he's talking about let's get there faster so we can cut off the whites. But I think we're only 10 feet
yeah,
away.
Yeah.
We can probably just...
Okay. All right.
Just go. Also... Once again, God, you're not part of our one-on-one conversations, okay?
Sorry. I'm trying to get over the frustration that you feel where you're like, don't talk about the door for 40 minutes. Open the door.
All right. We gotta ease ourselves back into playing. It's been a while. We gotta get ourselves a little bit more, a little loose. Okay. So,
Redfield, what are you making that sign?
Let's get out of the water.
Let's just get to the shore first, and then let's talk about the sign, okay?
All right, well Balak pops up out of the water and is like, I didn't find any animals, but it smells down here.
And Henley just looks at Julian and Redfield like, he can smell in water?
Redfield starts swimming towards the shore as fast as his little arms and legs can take him.
Hey, I like that idea. Guys, let's follow Redfield. He's got the motion.
I don't think so. And Henley just takes his blue ball, his little transporter ball, and throws it to the shore. And just appears there,
black,
soaking wet.
So I don't remember really quick.
with fish hanging off them because they've transported with them. What was that?
We're at the shore. Taking a close look at the sign really quick. Is there anything about the sign that is not typical of a sign?
Hang on a sec. There's nothing special about the sign other than the fact that to you guys, it just looks like a bunch of gibberish, like runes. But to Balak, he can clearly read it.
It says, those who respect the mother may pass? Is
those,
that what it says?
Yes, those
are
who
welcome.
Okay.
Look, guys, I'm going to assume that this riddle will have an answer shortly, because there's obviously some sort of, I'm going to assume, just from clues from our adventures, some sort of creature that calls itself the mother that we're going to either have to fight or give some sort of tribute to in order to, you know, not die.
At this point, you guys need to realize that the whites are now only an eighth of a mile away and are very, very imminently, and it's a horde of whites. And they are going to spot this village, and they're going to spot you guys very soon.
Oh, guys, I think we might have a problem.
Yeah, I think we have to take care of this, maybe.
All right. So, do we want to fight these creatures, just run up to them and fight them, or do we want to run into the village first and see if there's anybody we need to protect?
Ooh, that's a good plan. But
going anti-Game of Thrones.
And like I said, it's a horde of whites.
It's a horde. So,
give me a number. 10 to 12, 20 to 30.
25.
100 plus.
25.
25.
Okay.
All right, so 25. So you need to definitely think outside the box. This is not a Thrace moment of run in and hit it with the Warhammer.
That's what you think. You don't know some of these spells I have. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's fine. You can go any way you want to go with it. I'm just giving you a little information.
Okay, I'm going to... All right. Can we try something?
Well, we're not close enough to fight them yet. They're still like an eighth of a mile away from us.
Yeah.
I want to run to that hut. I want to run to the hut and bang on the door, and the Russians are coming.
Henley, you run first. Henley runs first, I guess, and then Well, I'll run after him.
Okay, so you're both running up, and you're gonna bang on the door of the hut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna bang on the door of the hut. Oi, oi! Anyone in there?
Go away! We're hiding.
All right, I understand you might be hiding, but I'd like to know what you're hiding from, so we can maybe help you. Oh no, kill it.
Huge eyeballs, stupid. Look at those horde of whites coming towards us.
How do you know I've got eyeballs? You gotta open this door and then you can tell me that I've got the eyeballs that you want me to look
over
there.
How do I know you're not a white?
I'm pretty sure they don't talk, ma'am.
Oh, that's a good point, but still, you don't seem to be very friendly.
Oh, I'm not.
He's not. But that's okay.
Thanks, Julian.
You'll get to like him.
There's a whole village of people here that are scared and hiding. If you can do something, do something. But you're not just going to come in here and hide with us and die with us.
What if I just burn your hut down?
All right. We're taking a turn. We're taking a little bit of a turn here. No one's going to burn any huts down.
He speaks only for himself.
Help!
We're in a little bit of a rush here. Who is the mother? Do you know anybody named the mother?
Oh, the mother of all of us.
Absolutely.
Mother Nature.
No.
Yes. She's the mother of all of us.
Is there like a physical representation of Mother of Nature?
Does this seem important to you right now?
Yes.
This man wants to burn our huts down.
No, he doesn't. He's just an idiot.
He's an idiot. I would, and I'm not.
Redfield leaves the conversation and runs down to another hut and bangs on the door.
Hello?
Hello. We're a group of adventurers. We really want to help you fight this group of whites that's coming to destroy your village. Is there someone named the Mother here?
Group of whites? There's a group of whites?
Yes!
A horde! A horde! A horde!
All right. Next hut. Next hut. Bang on the door.
Hello?
Hello. Can I speak to you for a moment, please?
What? Why does everyone sound the same? This is very odd.
We all live in the same village, if that helps.
They're clones.
Can we speak for a moment, please?
Okay, this time there's a little creak and just this little face appears around the corner of the door. What do you want?
So you don't have to open the door anymore. I just got to ask you, who is the mother? Do you know someone named the mother?
It's Mother Nature, Redfield. Mother Nature.
How do you know my name?
Because we all come from the mother.
Oh, bloody hell.
It may be clones.
We've stumbled into some sort of some sort of Doctor Who.
Okay, like. You're literally on like a 10-second countdown to the first white breaching the hill
how
and seeing
how
this
close
village.
Are they now?
They're right there. They're right. You can hear them shuffling.
Can I have been doing something?
Can you put some towels under the door? Because
okay, wait a second. Balak wants to talk. What's up, my friend?
Oh, I just want to know, Jackie, could I have had a minute while they were doing that to kind of like scope out like the land, like kind of like what
absolutely.
We're looking at, like what's between us and like where the whites are going to come into the village?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Do you want to try any spells or you just want to have a look around?
Oh, just maybe just a quick perception check just to kind of like I'm looking for anywhere where we could like kind of divert some of them towards something and maybe like set
okay.
a trap or something.
Okay.
I got a 18 for perception.
Nice. Okay, so there is a like a little copse of trees on there. So as you're standing at the huts and you're looking out towards like the what would be the entrance to the village as such, but really just the opening to the village, there's a forest on the left-hand side and there's the river that you popped up out of on the right-hand side. And then in front of you is a big dusty winding road with, you know, hills going up and down. So you can see, like, the horde coming, but they're far enough away that at least if you are able to push them in one direction or another or do something about it right now, it's not going to affect the village. But you're very, very close to them being close enough that you're going to have to fight.
Okay, so if we can push them towards the water, get their backs to the water, that gives them no way to escape, and we can box them in and then figure it out from there. I've got something that I can do that I think will be A, effective, B, pretty cool.
You've been the master of cool so far, Redfield, so go first.
So I have something called Blade Barrier.
Okay.
Basically, it gives me a 20-foot high, 5 feet thick, 100 feet long of basically blades. That, like, I can grow a wall of blades.
Pointy end out?
No, hilt end.
I think, I know, yeah. I didn't think of it like that. I thought they'd be up.
Oh, okay.
But that actually is better.
I'm thinking, yeah, surely you'd want to point the pointy end out.
Yeah. So if they walk into it, they get 6d10 slashing damage, or half if they are able to make a dex saving throw, and it's difficult terrain, so they have to, like, it halves their movement speed to walk
right.
through it.
Okay.
And it can either be, like, a wall, or it can be, like, a huge, like, circle that I place around them. I don't think that it's 60 feet circle, 100 feet tall, but I don't think that, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Dungeon Master, but I think there's probably more than 60 feet wide of these.
Yes.
This horde of beings, right?
They're laying down.
I mean,
they're only 25.
There's 25 of them. So
yeah, but I mean, are they shoulder to shoulder?
It's like a horde, a group of 50 feet. I'd say it's definitely
okay.
60 feet would give you enough room to block off the entire front of the village.
Right, but could I encircle all of them all the way around?
Encircle them all would be a little tougher.
Okay, so I'll use the 100-foot one there, because I basically put a 100-foot wall in front of the village.
Right.
So from one end of the village to the other, I mean, it's more than 100 feet, I'm going to assume. But what I want to do is kind of cast it and make it like a, not a straight line, but almost like start at the hill and sort of like arc it. So it, like,
okay.
cuts off the part
yep.
of the village that they're going to see
right.
when they come over.
And also, again, like, say village, but it's literally, like,
seven or eight huts.
Right.
You know?
I mean, if it's 100 feet, if it's less than 100 feet across, I'll just block the whole village with a wall of swords. But I'm assuming it's more than 100 feet across.
It's about that.
I definitely want to see the wall of swords.
Okay.
Yeah. It's only about 7 or 8 huts.
Okay.
You know, with, like, a little campfire in the middle and...
Okay. So, then I'm going to drop... I mean, whichever direction they're coming from, I should say, because I don't know if they're coming straight on.
They're coming straight at the entrance to the village.
Okay, so...
You're trying to push them
so with
backwards
your backs,
toward
yeah.
the, toward
with
the
your,
water?
Yeah.
With your back towards the huts,
yeah.
on the right-hand side is the river, on the left-hand side is a forest, and the road they're coming down is straight ahead of you.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of put it to the left of the road and across, so it creates almost like a blockage of the village and like a funnel towards the river.
Okay.
So all of that discussion just is really in the time of the game. Raphael just puts his hands out and a giant wall of swords falls out of the sky in front of the
And again, we established pointy end outwards.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So the horde comes up over the hill and they see this wall of blades, but they also see the village behind it and they see you guys behind it. And they break into a screaming, cataclysmic cries and come running towards the village and impale themselves onto your blade wall over and over and over until there's none remaining.
I got in one.
But they seem very intent on the village being their target, so much so that they kamikaze themselves on your blade wall.
So,
beginner's luck.
Nicely done, Rachel.
So the blade barrier lasts for 10 minutes, so I'm just going to leave it up for now.
Okay.
In case we get some more...
Yes.
Can they be killed by...
Well, apparently they're all dead. That's what, that's what she's saying.
They're all dead.
They're all dead.
No, they're already dead, but they're really dead now.
The undead are actually dead.
Okay.
Mostly dead?
Not quite dead.
As the last white drops to the floor dead... You see faces start to emerge from the huts, and families of druids dressed in greens and browns with flowers in their hair and terrified looks on their faces. A tall, bearded male druid approaches you cautiously, giving Balak an inquisitive glance. My name is Desmond, and I am the leader of this village. Thank you for rescuing us. It is unusual to see whites out in the daylight. Their master must have sent them. It's not the first time we've seen them here in recent days. Something is not right with the world.
Balak, is this your dad?
I don't think so.
Is that because you don't know who your dad is?
No, I know who my dad is. It's just been a long time.
I am not the father.
do I recognize him at all?
No. No, he doesn't recognize him. It's just, they recognize each other as like kind, but they haven't met before.
Well, one thing is in common: neither of you can know what a joke is, so we can keep moving on from there, I guess.
I'm sorry. What is your name?
No, what were you? Dexter was it? Who are you?
My name is Desmond, sir.
It's a good name.
It is a good name.
It's all right. What about this mother? Is it we need to find the mother?
The mother? The mother of us all.
Oh, if you say Mother Nature, I swear to God.
Mother Nature. I feel like you were all looking for a different answer to this.
I don't know what would have given you that clue.
But how is there a mother here? There's no animals. It's dead here.
There's animals, but they will come back. They were scared by the dead.
They ran away.
Yes. This is a happy, peaceful village normally, but ever since things have been happening in Dragonborn Kingdom, it seems like there has been a lot of bad going on. We've seen whites in the village. We've seen dragons flying overhead. We've tried to keep ourselves camouflaged, but I feel it won't be long before we have troubles befall us too.
Happy, peaceful village full of whites.
Sir, that's an interesting song. We like to sing songs. Maybe we could sing one around the campfire later.
I'd love to. No, if we all respect Mother Nature, don't you, Redfield? And he's like you know, winking and you know, nodding.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Full respect.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Of course you all do. That's how we're all here.
Yeah. It's so nice to hear that from everybody.
R-S-E-P-E-C-T. That's what M-N means to me.
I am a little confused.
Just join the club. Oh, let me ask you a question.
Yes,
sir. The sign at the entrance to the village.
Uh-huh.
Did you all put that there?
Yes, we put that there just to let the other druids know that they were welcome to come through.
Okay.
Are we then welcome? Because we respect Mother Nature as well.
Yes, I see you are traveling with the druid. What did you say your name was?
My name is and he gets, like, actually a little, like, confident. And he's like, My name is Balak Brightwood, and these are my... And he goes into Druidic, and he starts talking, like, not in common anymore.
Right.
He's like, these people are with me. I'm not really sure what they're all about right now, but I'm sure they're tied to my destiny.
And he replies to you, also in Druidic, oh, your name is Brightwood. Oh, what a strange coincidence.
And he just looks a little, like, kind of, like, shooken, and he's and back in common. He goes, Brightwood, do you know my family?
Well, yes. I mean, about a year ago, we had two druids called Brightwood travel through our village. They stayed for a couple of days, then they traveled onwards towards the Tree of Vision. They said they were seeking answers to a question, but they never did tell us what that question was.
Balak, explain what's going on.
It seems my parents that I haven't seen in many years came through here recently, and he kind of like,
yes,
recently,
about a year ago now. We haven't seen them since.
I haven't seen them in like 15 years.
Oh,
okay. I guess in that terms, then it's recently. It's not really recently, Dez. Okay, if it was a year ago.
Everything is perspective.
Oh, stop it!
You see, nature is much longer than all of us,
yes.
All, so...
It's the grand... It's so nice to have someone like you visit Balak.
I feel like I'm in college again.
In the grand scheme of things, a year is but a dot on the timeline.
What am I here?
What about in the grand scheme of us? That's really what we're working on.
Redfield's like blinking and looking like he's going to have an aneurysm anymore. Yeah.
Does anyone have any ale for my buddy here? And he points to like Henley. Does anyone have anything for him to drink?
And Henley just starts doing his best job whistling. He's terrible at it. And looking away.
If you'd like to stay a while, we have some food and we have some drink. We have some new songs we were thinking of trying out with the lyre tonight.
Oh my God, this sounds awful. Can we just go?
Where is the Tree of Vision?
The Tree of Vision? Well, it's just on the outskirts of the village. It has long been a source of advice to us druids, even if its counsel can be a little on the cryptic side. Sometimes you'll receive an answer to a question you had not yet thought to ask.
Can we go? Can we just go?
Oh my God.
I just want to lay it out right now. Love Mother Nature. Kind of hate you.
Desmond just looks confused, like he doesn't understand how anybody could hate a lovely, simple old druid.
All right. So let's go check out this tree. Maybe we'll find... Balak's parents. I doubt it, since it was a year ago.
Okay.
Though not too long
not
ago
15.
In the grand scheme of yes. The universe, man. All right, let's go.
Well, in return for saving our village, would you allow us to help you?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, so we will form a druid circle and imbue you with as much power as we can before you leave this place. Everybody gets a +1 to their AC and 5 extra HP. Until you leave the confines of the druid territory. The other thing they're going to do is, Desmond is going to say, we are going to give you a piece of our bread for you to take with you. When you eat it, it'll add a bonus of 1 to any modifier you choose. Again, only in the duration of time you spend with the druids.
Which can't end soon enough, am I right?
You guys are such jerks. I had this lovely, friendly, hippie village of druids with flowers in their hair, and you guys came in, you're like, what the fuck?
I feel like I'm living through a real version of that sloth scene in Zootopia. That's what it feels like to me.
Such jerks.
But these are my people, guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, well.
It's a whole load of Balaks.
That sounds great. Yeah.
That's a whole new cuss word, isn't it? It's a load of Balaks. It's like Balaks, but
it's a load of Balaks, yeah.
I've got an idea. Never mind the Balaks.
Yes. Actually, that should be the title
that
of this
was the episode. Yes.
Never mind the Balaks, yeah.
All right, let's go check out this tree.
The tree.
You want to lead the way, Balak?
Oh, yes. And he just turns into a black panther and just starts running out toward where he knows to go.
Okay.
So I will never get used to that.
All right, so with your bellies full and your health restored, you wave goodbye to your friendly druid hosts. Well, at least the ones of you that are being nice and friendly.
Wait,
sorry, Jackie. I thought the bread was for like consumption when we needed to add something.
Yes, it is. Yeah, but your bellies are—you've been staying with them. They did the druid circle to like imbue you with health and
it's
bonuses, and yeah.
So do we technically have taken a long rest?
Exactly. Okay. They basically like buffed you up and like you're all good and ready to go.
Yeah. We put the oils on our swords.
And Redfield. Redfield killed over 24 whites.
I did. I killed a lot.
Yes. He is the killer. Yeah.
Swords are gone now, by the way. Because that conversation took 7.5 years.
Oh, I feel so bad. I only invented them earlier, and now, I invented them a couple of months ago, and now I feel bad because I had in my head these lovely druid folks that you would want to spend time with. And
did
now,
you really?
I did.
Really? Jack.
Yeah.
What in what universe have any of us ever been kind to anyone of the people that we have encountered?
Well, that's why I thought I'd throw you something new. Like, not bad guys, but nice, friendly hippies.
Yeah. Well, you also created the exact, like, kryptonite to Redfield's character.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. His superpower is cynicism.
Hey, guys, I know that we're done with that whole village thing right now, but should I go back there and kill them all?
No.
That's a little too far.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't disagree wholly, but yeah, no.
You just see the Black Panther look back and snarl.
Listen, I just want you to know, a couple of years ago, I wouldn't have even asked.
Hello, listeners. This is Justin, your audio engineer and resident druid, Balak Brightwood. Before we get to a new Henley Reads for this week, I just wanted to, as always, thank Battle Bards and Tabletop Audio. They've become an indispensable part of working on the podcast for the past 3 years, and I just wanted to thank them. They make great products and great to use for your home game. I'm just going to make this quick before we get to the Henley Reads. I have been planning my trip to PAX Unplugged this year. I missed last year, but Brian has been there the last 2 years. It's a really great convention, just focused on tabletop games and board games and whatnot. I'm definitely going to go this year, and maybe some more people from Adventure will go. But I'll be running some games and just, you know, I'll be there. So if you're making plans, let us know and maybe we can meet up or play a game there or something. Thanks, listeners, as always, and I'll talk to you next week.
Oi, it's me, Henley. I'm walking around here. Now, I found a few more notes. Sent my way. I mean, sent our way, but really my way. You know what I mean. I wanted to read a couple of them to you. Blowfish 2 says, love the show. Super nice people. Getting together, having a lot of fun playing Dungeons & Dragons. Very interesting storyline that takes the characters out of the traditional D&D world and into a more familiar setting. Keep up the good work. We will, Blowfish 2. We will. African Moose says, great podcast. I'm a new listener and found you on Spotify. So I'm trying to catch up on episodes and get caught up. But I'm loving it so far. Keep up the amazing work. I can't wait to listen to more. But you don't have to wait because there's a new episode right now that you're listening to. African Moose. And Papa Jobs says, Henley for President 2020. You guys are awesome. I've listened to all the current episodes and I've been playing D&D for a few years now and running games. I appreciate that you guys aren't
always bore the books on the rules, because I run my games the same way. Bobby, Jackie, and Brian, you've all done great as DM. And Justin, love the choice of Druid. He also said something about Bob, but it's been redacted. Anyway, I'm going to keep going for my walk, and I'll keep looking out for some more notes as they come my way.
With your bellies full and your health restored, you wave goodbye to your friendly druid hosts and you set out on the road to the Tree of Vision. As it turns out, the Tree of Vision is just out back of the Elder's Hut. As you approach, you see a tree that is easily 200 feet tall, with a trunk the circumference of a house. It wasn't visible to you from the shore, so there's obviously something a little odd about this tree.
Well, I gotta say, things don't usually impress me. This is impressive.
Big tree.
And I gotta say, don't you even think about shrinking me and throwing me up there.
Oh, that was my first thought. Oh, well.
Sorry. All right, so Balak, how does this stuff usually work? Do we just ask it a question, or do you need to do some sort of, you know,
druidy thing?
Take some herbs and crush them into like a crucible and, you know, make like smoke rings or something to make it happen.
Well, do a dance.
I'm not sure. I don't know about this specific place, but I do have a little trick. Maybe this will answer some questions. And he's going to use the speak with plants spell. It doesn't have sentience. I imbue the tree with sentience. Basically, I can talk to it, and if it's something that can move around, I can actually like have it do like little things here and there.
Can you have a dance?
Okay.
I'd like to see a tree dance.
I could.
Hey, tree, does Redfield's mom know he still wets the bed?
Balak, did you do your spell yet?
No, I didn't.
It's way better if he didn't.
I didn't.
I think the tree's broken.
Hold on. And he like holds the like the green gem on his neck, and he does do the speak with plants, murmurs some things to himself. In that druidic language, and yeah, now he uses it. I'm imagining some like green aura goes toward the tree or something.
Okay, so the tree's branches kind of shake a little and shimmy a little, and you hear the leaves rustle, and you hear a big deep voice go,
"Hello,
whoa,
come in,
come in,
come in, where?
Hello." Come in.
Tree. What? Where?
Where do we go?
Come in.
All right. So Redfield walks up to the base of the tree and he knocks like on the base of the tree.
Nothing happens.
I'm going to roll an investigation check. Oh, that's cute. It's a two.
I will also roll one.
Hendley realizes it's a tree.
It's a 20.
Oh, it's a 20.
Nice.
So Redfield steps back, having knocked on the tree. And it's kind of like one of those seeing eye puzzles. He looks at the bark and all the detail on the bark of the tree. And as he lets his eyes settle on it, he sees the outline of a door and the outline of a handle, which he swore he couldn't have seen before. But now there's very clearly a door in the bark of the tree.
So Redfield goes, "Did you look at that?" He reaches and grabs the handle.
What's happening?
And it swings open. It's a big, heavy wooden door. And again, it swings open, and it looks like it never wasn't there. It's obviously a door. You open it, and you are free to walk into the trunk of the tree.
I'm going in, guys. Redfield walks in.
And Balak's right behind him.
I'll follow.
Okay. Right. Hang on. I've got to get the prop.
Okay. All right.
So when you walk in, you are faced with what looks to be the very, very large, cavernous, hollowed-out trunk of this tree. In directly in front of you, about 20 feet across, you can look at it, about 20 feet across from where you walk in, is a large, ornate door. with 6 locks on the door, each of them with a keyhole. Then on your right-hand side, there's 3 doors. On your left-hand side, there's 3 doors. And each one has runes above the door. And then in the middle of the floor, there's a large knot. And going spiraling outwards from the large knot appears to be a line of runes. And that's what you're looking at right now. And then Justin is able to see a little more than that. Carved into the floor, there's like a large knot in the wood, and carved into the floor going out, spiraling outwards, is what looks like a line of runes.
So the runes that are on the sides, Jackie, are those over those doors?
Yes, or, okay. They're over the doors.
Okay, guy, I can read these. Yeah, the bottom left one doesn't say anything. To our right, when we walk into the room in the middle, it says, "Room of the One True Key."
I covered them up for these guys so that they can't see it until you read it to them.
Let's see. That one says "Room of the Druids" to the left on the back. Balak just got excited about that one. So.
Yes.
Next to that is "Room of the Forest Floor," and then the one all the way to the left there is a "Room of Humors," and the one I skipped over to the right there is "Room of Redemption."
And then the other one has no name.
There's nothing on it.
Uncovered though. You covered. Okay.
Yeah. So you can uncover it, but that those runes basically say nothing. The word nothing.
Oh, it says nothing.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. That was a little who's on first action going on there.
Yes. And then the one in the middle.
Oh, the big one in the
middle.
You
can flip once he's translated it.
Okay.
A lot of runes.
There's a lot of runes there, Balak. You got all that?
I think so. Yeah. But where should we go?
Until we know what the center says, I don't want to go
anywhere.
What
does the center say, Balak?
The I'm sorry. Yeah, I forget you can't read all this. The answers to all your questions lie beyond the door. Open only once you are ready for the answer.
I'm ready now.
But does that mean? Do you think that means each of us, or we can only all open one door?
I think that we're gonna have to do this as a team, is my guess.
Yes.
So, Palak, why don't you lead the way and pick the first door? It seems like this is your whole bag and everything.
Well, I have my own reasons for going places. What do you guys need? Like,
I say not the one that doesn't say a thing.
I say the one that doesn't end us dead. So we're going with you, Balak.
I love how Balak is unable to make a decision at any point ever.
and don't listen to Henley's decision. But he might be right, but I wouldn't go with it.
Okay, well, because Balak is really bad at making decisions, he's going to use another spell.
Okay.
He's like, hold on, let me think for a second. And he grabs his gem on his necklace again and casts Divination, where I can ask one question to the DM about a specific goal or some sort of event that could happen in the next week, and I just need a truthful reply. That reply from the DM can be short or cryptic or some kind of weird omen.
But it has to be truthful.
It has to be truthful. In Druidic, while he's casting it, he asks, will the group want to go through the door that I want to go through, which is the Room of Druids?
Yes. I think the group will be fine with going through that door.
Okay, so I guess that's my cue from the gods in my mind. So I know it seems like it's where I want to go, but the...
I swear to God, if you say anything about Mother Nature,
we're done.
Well, we're in a tree, but come on. The gods of nature told me that you should just follow me this way. And then he walks toward the Room of the Druids door and opens it right up.
You walk up to the doorway and you grab hold of the big wooden handle And you open the door, and you all go to walk through it, or at least Balak does. Balak okay. walks through. The other three of you get bounced violently off of some kind of force field, and you all take 1d8 damage.
Oh. Which I feel like the DM lied to you.
No, he asked the DM if they would be okay going with him to that room, which they were.
If they'd be
I didn't say that they would get in the room. They don't give a shit if he has to go in there on his own. Since when do they care about Balak?
I took six.
It's only a one. So you all just get one hit point of damage. It just smarts a little.
Oh, you're rolling for this. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, all three of you try to walk through. You all get bounced off and land on your butts on the floor, a little bit singed. And you look and you see that Balak is in the room.
Here's your ninepence.
I'm not dead.
Yeah. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is. I'm not.
He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill. I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment. Oh, I can't take him like that. It's against regulations.
I don't want to go on the cart.
Oh, don't be such a baby. I can't take him.
I feel fine.
Well, do us a favour. I can't.
Well, can you hang around a couple of minutes? He won't be long.
No, I've got to go to Robinson's. They've lost 9 today.
Well, when's your next run?
Thursday.
I think I'll go for a walk.
You're not fooling anyone, you know. Look, isn't there something you can do?
I feel happy. I feel happy.
Ah, thanks very much. Touch all. See you on Thursday.
Right.
Who's that then?
I don't know. Must be a king.
Why?
He hasn't got shit all over him.